If you like sushi, you'll love today's GeoQuiz. We're focusing on New York City, where there are hundreds of sushi restaurants. Some go to great lengths not to just serve the best sushi, but to create a true Japanese cultural setting. The chefs bow to you, there are low wooden tables and Japanese flowers. But one sushi restaurant in New York is taking that cultural authenticity one step further. You see, something is missing at Sushi Yasuda on East 43rd Street, and it's quite noticeable to customers. It's not the wasabi or the ginger or even the sake. They're all there. So what is it that customers can no longer do in the name of following a Japanese custom? It won't take long to serve the answer, so think quick. Let's turn to Professor Mary White. She teaches at Boston University about Japanese culture and history. Professor White, a New York sushi restaurant gets the idea for not accepting something from its customers. It's following the custom in Japan. So what custom is that?
Well, the custom in Japan is actually a non-custom. We don't tip in Japan. And we do with a fair amount of awkwardness, embarrassment, and shrugging of shoulders in America. And the sushi restaurant has created quite a storm in America. In Japan, it's a no-brainer. You just do not tip.
Right. And how do the Japanese approach this?
Well, work in any service occupation in Japan is very interesting. Service is a skill. Service is a dimension of the job that's built in. It is not an extra. To give good service is not seen, as it might be in America, as demeaning the individual or being obsequious. It is also not separated from the product that's being offered, straightening the tablecloth and folding your napkin at a restaurant. It is absolutely in the portrait of the job. The job description is about service.
When you first got to Japan, Mary, did you leave a tip, and what happened then?
Well, when I first got to Japan, in my case, I was a very impoverished student in anybody's terms. But I was very grateful for the lack of tipping, and I didn't quite understand it yet. I was just out of waitressing jobs in America, and I thought, oh, this can't be good for the waitress in Japan. But I appreciated not having to fumble, not having to do calculations. I'm terrible with numbers. And not having to denigrate the relationship as it was seen in Japan. I got onto that pretty quickly.
What happens if a customer today leaves a tip, a hefty tip, any tip on the table? Do the waiters try and graciously return it? What happens?
Yeah, or run after the customer if they've left the store.
They'll track them down.
Yeah, I think it is could be, by a very professional waiter, seen as an insult. Because that's what I do, you know.
So this restaurant in New York, Sushi Yasuda, you indicated that they've started a real kind of furor with this no-tipping business. Any other Japanese eateries in the U.S. Are testing the waters with this yet?
Well, I don't know about that, but I had a conversation with a bunch of restaurant workers the other day just about this topic, by sheer coincidence. And the Americans were saying, yeah, give us better salaries, give us something more than $30 a week, and we'll be happy to turn back the tips. I think that's the issue here, is that waiters are expected to make most of their income off of tips, and the management commits to a salary without understanding.
So let me ask you something else about the menu at Japanese restaurants. This question involves tempura. It's quintessentially Japanese. I love it. But I just learned the other day that tempura is not a Japanese invention. What is the source?
That even surprises many Japanese people to learn that it came from somewhere else. But tempura came from Portugal with the Portuguese, who arrived in Japan both as traders and missionaries in the 16th century, in the 1500s. In fact, anything fried, or deep fried especially, in Japan, in the Japanese menu today, is essentially from Portugal.
So who does tempura better, Portugal or Japan? The Japanese, that batter is so light and airy.
Yeah. There's no question that the Japanese have transformed what they were first given as fried food. There are two forms of deep frying most foods in Japan, both of which came from Portugal. One is with a light batter, not greasy, And the other is with breadcrumbs, what Japanese called panko, or literally the children of the bread, put on with usually an egg coating, just the way we would. You know, you make things like tonkatsu, which is an absolutely fabulous pork cutlet, deep fried, served with shredded cabbage. And that is also, like tempura, taken to be Japanese.
All right, I got to go find me some katsu. Mary White, professor of Japanese culture and history at Boston University. Thanks so much.
Thank you.